At 8:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chantel Henriquez. It's 3 degrees and cloudy outside our East York studios, with temperatures reaching a high of 10 degrees. In the news today, after overtaking the Liberals in a recent Nanos research poll, the NDPs continue to catch up to the Conservatives just days before Canadians cast their ballots. Stephen Harper revealed that his gift to the royal couple is a new set of hiking gear. The amount of the gift is undisclosed, but it was purchased using taxpayers' dollars. Harper hopes the couple will use the new gear when they come to Canada June 30th to July 8th. They will make stops in Alberta, the Northwest Territories, PEI, Quebec, and Ottawa. The Ontario government is refusing to apologize for a secret G20 law that allowed for hundreds of protesters to be arrested. Jim Bradley, the Community and Safety Minister, said the law went too far, but there would be no apologies until further investigations take place, as directed under the McGuinty government. During the G20, over 1,000 people were charged in the streets. Queensgrove residents who do not want Toronto Hydro installing streetlights on the road are invited to meet with Scarborough Southwest Councillor Gary Crawford on March 22nd. Residents on the picturesque road with a unique countryside vibe are petitioning against Toronto Hydro's project, demanding that they want further consultation before the plans go on in their front yards. Jim Bridger is the leader in the neighborhood's appeals.
Whitebridge used to have a very nice antique street lights on it, mm-hmm. And they went and changed them and made them a semi-standard. The standard and the upgrade aren't that much different, to be honest with you. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they've taken away even from Whitebirch. It used to be a nice street to walk down with nice antique street lights, and for some reason they just came and said, took them out and put standard ones in, mm-hmm. and added. So even the people on Whitebirch aren't happy, and then mm-hmm. the people on Warden aren't happy because of big transformer boxes going on their line. So, mm-hmm. so the whole neighborhood's kind of a little upset with Toronto Hydro right now. Mm-hmm.
Toronto Hydro has scheduled the installation to take place from March through October. About $2 million is going into an electrical upgrade in the area. In other news, a man from Ottawa says Facebook saved his life. Hugh Williams was diagnosed with terminal leukemia and was relieved to find out they had found someone willing to donate bone marrow. Mike Hogman of BC signed up for an organ donor site named One Match after he found an ad on a Facebook page. Williams and Hogman met face-to-face for the first time at Pearson Airport last night. In sports, the Vancouver Canucks defeated the Nashville Predators in last night's close game. The Canucks won 1-0 and will advance to the next round. Toronto's first UFC event is only one day away. The main event starts tomorrow at 9 p.m. UFC President Dana White recently told the Toronto Star that the main fight between GSP and Jake Shields is giving him goosebumps. Canada's Patrick Chan claimed his first world figure skating title in Moscow on Thursday. Chan has set new world records for overall points as well as points in a long and short program. Rob Ford's niece, Krista Ford, decided she will try out for the Lingerie Football League. While the league has been the center of many debates, dad Doug Ford told the Toronto Star that he supports her decision. In the age of information, events like the royal wedding can take over the media scene. The palace even created their own YouTube channel that is streaming live for 4 hours. University of Toronto theater students prepare to showcase an original artistic production. Reporter Andre Thiruratnam has the report.
Opening night is quickly approaching as University of Toronto theater students rehearse for their original production of The Jewel and the Lotus. The play is not your typical piece of theater. There's no plot, characters, or story. The production gives the audience an opportunity to experience a type of show they wouldn't normally be exposed to. Development of the show started in September of last year. Being a collective creation, all the cast members had a big hand in the creative process. Artistic director Tricia Lamy explains the unique structure of the piece.
It doesn't flow. So it's very, some parts are really improvisational in nature. Some parts are very, very meticulously choreographed. Some parts are very, very meditative. Some parts are very ebullient and buoyant and silly and fun. So we have everything. You know, it's a sort of a mix. It's sort of a real sort of radical juxtaposition of all kinds of performance styles, dance, movement, sound. that uses love as a thematic, I guess, focus to hold the piece together.
The Jewel and the Lotus premieres this Wednesday at the University of Toronto's Leah Lee Brown Theater. This is Andre Thiruratnam, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
Glee fans are sad to hear that a character on the show will die in the episode before the finale. Actor Matthew Morrison, who plays teacher Will Schuster on the show, confirmed that one character will be written out of the script, but he couldn't say who. In theaters today is Fast Five, another installment of The Fast and the Furious. And The Conspirator tells the story of a woman who would do anything to protect her family. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Chantel Henriquez. Have a great day.